For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Monday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. I pray you're doing great today. Pray that you're entering into your November with great thanksgiving, great realization of who God is and who He is in your life and how much He loves you. That's my prayer. I pray that you would know, as Paul said, who God is inside of you, the incredible power that lies resident within you thanks to the Holy Ghost. And then that you would know His love, which bypasses comprehension. That must mean that it's a love that's only understood by the inner man, the born-again man, deep down. And even then, will we ever be able to tap into all of it? No, it'll take eternity. But I pray you've begun. I do. What a great time of year we enter into as we start the holiday season with Thanksgiving's coming up in November and, of course, Christmas and then, of course, the New Year. To stop the music, reflect. Come, kingdom come, thy will be done. Incidentally, we just finished our daytime retreat and we studied out the Lord's Prayer. And when it came to come, kingdom come, thy will be done, the word will in the Greek means strong desire. So what you're saying when you pray that is, God, I want your strong desire to be birthed in me. I invite your kingdom rule in my life, in my family, in my business, in my marriage, in my church, in my everything. Come, kingdom, come. Your strong desire for what you've wired me to do, be done in my life. Whew, what a great way to pray. But I pray this for you, and what a time to reflect as I was saying, hey, Lord, how are we doing? Another year. Coming and going. How are we doing, God? What a great time. Maybe at Thanksgiving you'll look around and just genuinely be able to say, thank you, God. Oh, what a great thing to pray. Well, I promise I would give a report after every meeting. I promised that and I will keep that. And let me tell you, my friend, of course, every meeting, you know, you say, oh, this was the best yet. I don't know. This one was phenomenal for all of us at City Park. We had, this was, I don't know, uncanny to me. It was really God opening my eyes to harvest. 23, 25 women, I don't know, within the last 48 hours of before we got there, registered. Now, that kept us on our toes. That was in addition to our regular people. And I didn't know a lot of the women who were there, which was so exciting, but it's a sign of harvest, my friend. And God started speaking to me, Anna, are you ready for when that harvest keeps coming in? Are you ready to equip, teach, prepare, preach salvation? Tell them to join churches. Are you ready? So it was a phenomenal meeting. But also, two announcements before I get into my teaching this week. December 13th. ADM Daytime Christmas, we want you to come. And also November is New Partner Month. Please go to the website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com. Click the partnership menu button. Learn about being a partner to us if we have blessed you. God bless you. See you tomorrow on Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.